Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Just yeet it on?
I tell you, this is like the most fucking inconvenient place for a tattoo.
I mean, it seems
it's like
awkward.
You know, with the fucking lotion on it, it's greasy, but like you don't realize how often you put your arm like in this area. It's fucking weird. Like, I don't know what to do with my arms now.
All right.
So it's like I'm sitting here like
just flex
this,
the
like,
whole time, dude.
just flex up top.
Until I pass out. Yeah.
Yeah. How did he die? He flexed way too hard, yeah. Dude.
Fucking just all the blood.
He was flexing fucking in the car and crashed.
Fucking aneurysm. Yeah, just put on something hard and just yeah, bro myself out in the car.
Hmm. That's fucking right, dude.
Yeah. Brett knows.
You know how we do it.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 271. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
This is Rhett. Sorry, Matt got me going there.
He got you all wound up, and then you went like,
and to bring it back down.
And then special guest, introduce yourself. Bruh.
Carlos, I've been a recurring
long
guest.
Time, couple times.
Carlos, warm babies. Warm babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a
porque. That's a throwback meme.
Yeah. You gotta go back to like episode
4, I think, right? 4
no,
or maybe 6?
4 was Danny.
Oh, please don't.
6
I'll probably,
was Jug
with
face.
This whole cancel culture, I'll be...
It's somewhere between like 9 and 13, I think. Somewhere in there.
If cancel culture ever gets a hold of anything that we've done,
yeah.
we're just...
Oh,
we're canceled long ago. You got to get started before you can get canceled.
You got to be someone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to chip in on this part at all.
No. I don't want to give that any steam.
Yeah.
No?
Nah.
Yeah, like, nah, I'm a conscientious of...
Yeah, tell us about all the fucked up things you've done, Rhett.
Nah.
No, let's not do that.
So what's up, Rhett? How's it going?
Fucking feels like it's been forever.
How old are you today?
38.
You're 38.
And this is the fourth year in a row we've recorded on my birthday. It's wild.
Really?
Dude, some fucking how. We were recording on Sundays, then we moved it to Monday, then we moved it to Tuesday. And even though it's a fucking leap year, now it's Thursday, and here we are on a fucking Thursday.
Well, you know. It
things happened.
Look, you, an old brown bitch died, and I can't do anything about that, so we had to move recording to your birthday.
Can we specify for the listener who this old brown bitch is?
Yeah, my grandfather passed away.
Oof.
So, yeah.
I was going to say that politician Herman Cain.
My grandfather is dead as fuck as of 2 days ago, so mazel tov.
Whoops.
Mazel tov to him, yeah. I guess.
I can't pour one out for him.
What's
pour one down your pour one down your gullet,
Manuel.
Rest in peace, Manny.
Manny. Yeah, but yeah, it's been fucking. It's been 2 weeks, man. We had something that got moved last week, so we didn't do it last week. And
yeah, tell me about it.
I missed you guys. Yeah, fucking Carlos, dude. So I locked Carlos in like fucking 2 weeks ago. And like, what the fuck? And I kept having to like reschedule him, but like. I don't know if you know this, but I smoke a lot of weed. So, like, I would forget to inform Carlos, and then Carlos would just send me a message like, hey, you know,
Is this happening tonight?
Yeah, it's the day of recording. Like, are we going to do this? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Like an hour ago.
My bad. Yeah, dude, he texts me at, like, 7 o'clock, and he's like, hey, happy birthday. Are we doing this? I'm like, shit, my bad. Here's the address. 8:30.
At one point, I thought he was just fucking with me. He just canceled. Hey, dude, Rhett had some work shit. Hey, man.
George's grandfather died last week. You fucking said, you know what would be D if we fucking took a week off?
Did I?
That was your
fault, okay. So brother. So yeah. Last week it was me.
Wait. I smoke a lot of weed, so I'm a total.
Wait, no, we rescheduled.
throw people under the motherfucking bus and believe my own confabulation.
We rescheduled, and then I was like, you know what? Let's just not do it this week.
That's what it was. Oh, that was that's great. What
it was. You know how hard it was for me to be like, that ruins my whole fucking week.
Those are words that Matt has said, non-hyperbolic fashion.
Yeah.
No, but you know, but we digress. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Damn, it's quiet now.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought he was gonna cancel me. Oh, it's my birthday, man. We're not gonna do it.
Nah.
He won't cancel because of his birthday. We tried.
Yeah. Huh. They're like, push it back. I'm like, we can't push it back because then we're not gonna get to record until next week. We're gonna miss another episode.
That's right.
And we don't have another one in the bank. So then
right, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I freak out about that shit.
You like do
I
freak out.
Obsess about that consistency. It's the artist in me.
It's the only. It's like, I think it's
I
the
need
only,
my routine.
I think it's the only thing in your life that you are that routine based
I'm
on.
Anal. I'm more anal about that than I am about working out. It's crazy.
Anal.
I do that a lot.
Banal.
Speaking of that. Speaking of which, this fella and I worked out.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about anal.
Well, I want to. I mean, we could talk about anal, but
no. I mean, speaking of which.
Oh. Speaking of which, anal is hella tight. What?
Hell
no,
yeah.
Wait.
Oh, you finally took a finger in your butt?
It should be tight.
Wait, have you taken a finger in your butt since?
No.
Sophia, he really wants to do it, but he's afraid to ask.
Stop it.
Just put one in there. Start with your pinky.
I make jokes about pegging, okay?
Hi, Sophia.
We're not talking about pegging because that's a huge step.
I started with pinky.
Yeah, you just need a finger in your butt.
That's as far as it went.
That's it.
I wanted to talk about...
George will find your prostate for you.
Fucking masculine shit, bro. I want to talk about...
Wait, did you get a prostate exam?
What's more masculine
than getting a finger up your butt, dude?
Well,
that's
the manliest thing
I've ever seen.
It's because it's one for pleasure and it's also for male health.
Yeah.
That's more masculine.
Wait. It's a two-in-one.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like...
Male health.
Transition.
And sexual health.
From young adult to just old as fuck.
Yeah, finding your prostate. And then milking,
and then enjoying you like, and then finding out that you like it.
Yeah, but otherwise, he wants to talk about working out.
I want to talk about working out with you.
Yeah, yeah, we did that.
We did it twice each Saturday consecutively.
Damn. Lots of sweating and grunting.
I bet.
Lots of listening to dude. This guy was such a gentleman. You know, he's like, "What do you want to listen to?"
And Meshuggah always, dude.
One that we put on Mastodon, and we did do Meshuggah, and wasn't it great workout music? I mean,
it was all right. Yeah, it was like motivating. It for sure was.
It's not fucking something to listen to driving around.
And then Matt puts on fucking Taylor Swift.
Nah, I at least put on like some metal-y stuff. I think I put on Skeleton Witch and. Put on some Darkest Hour.
What was Curl Up and Die?
Curl Up and Die, yeah. That's an old like hardcore band. Or I mean
with movie sound.
Noisecore or something like that.
One of the cores.
Yeah, Curl Up and Die.
One of the cores. Tight.
But yeah, it was nice. I got to hang out with Rhett. We worked out. Like just broed out. Good stuff.
It's good stuff.
It's like I felt like we really connected.
Finally.
Yeah. Are we gonna work out? What do you mean finally, dude?
All the time, dude. Whenever.
I like how the cholo comes out in him when like you say something that's
that's why people think he's Mexican, dude. Like it's a thing that happens every once in a while. Like
well, if I was talking to him on the phone, totally.
Yeah,
I would totally think. He was
but
Mexican.
Then listen to these two,
and like, yeah,
how white these guys are.
Motherfuckers from Santee.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, my girlfriend's like full German, and I'm whiter than she is.
Yeah, me, they're just like that guy is from Southern California,
100% Mick.
Doesn't matter where he's from, Southern California. Yeah. Turk said he'd fix that tattoo if I let him turn it into a butthole for free. I might do it. Like, why wouldn't I?
A butthole for free.
Like, kick your ass. Butthole.
So how's it going? How have you been other than that?
Same.
Have you watched anything? Another goddamn Taylor Swift shirt sold. I can't believe it. How does this happen?
That's tight. I watched a bunch of shit, and I don't really remember what it was. I watched Never Ending Story. For the first time in like 30 years.
The Nothing.
All right, it's kind of dark for a kids movie. I don't understand why people get all bummed out that the fucking horse died. Like, it was in the first like 10 minutes. You don't have any time to build an emotional attachment to that horse. And they're like, it's one of the most fucking tragic deaths in movies history, man. But it's like,
who the fuck says that?
Who's the fucking horse? Stupid people on the internet. People on
internet.
Dude, there was a thing on Reddit. There was a thing on Twitter, and I saw them both in the same day.
Damn, he's citing fucking sources.
Yeah, no, and then because then Alia was like, "Oh, you haven't seen Neverending Story in like forever. We should watch it." And I fucking watched it. And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." But
things you shouldn't go back to.
Yeah, I don't remember what the other things I watched were, but I do remember that I watched The Room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched it high as
the first. He watched it with the fellers. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. He watched it. I love this shit. I mean, I love it, right? But this guy watched it on Discord, which is with Patreon members.
Yep. Okay. I told Rhett that if he watched Prayer of the Roller Boys, I would watch The Room.
Which was fantastic.
And he watched it. And I was like, all right, now I got to do that shit. And then I went and I was streaming on Twitch. And I was just really bored. And I said, you know, I got a lot of time. If I hit the donation goal today, I'll be able to buy some edibles. And then I'll watch The Room on Discord. And then like 2 minutes later.
So mercenary of him. Look at that.
I had money deposited to buy edibles to watch The Room. And then I had them delivered to my home with contactless delivery.
You capitalist fuck. And swine.
I sat down and I watched The Room with Discord. God damn, I hate that I love that movie.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's so bad, dude. But like, holy shit, I had so much fun with it. I can't watch it alone, like alone, whoa, like you do.
It's not that great to watch alone.
But like, man, I can get how those midnight screenings can be fun. I laughed my ass off at that fucking movie.
Are there going to be any more of those midnight screenings for a while?
Probably not, man. Probably not. And fucking... It's kind of tragic. Yeah, especially because Ken closed.
Yeah.
You know what? We should do midnight screenings.
Yeah.
Online midnight screenings, dude.
Let's pull our money and open up the Vogue.
Fuck, the Vogue's never going to open.
I meant like online.
They've been flexing for like 10 years.
Yeah. The Vogue was tight, man. Like $2 and you could watch like 3 movies all day.
Oh, dude, yeah.
That was tight.
Marvel versus Capcom.
$1.25 for a large popcorn with refills.
And the fucking nachos. Metal Slug. And Metal Slug was right there.
If my mom needed to unload this for an afternoon, boom.
Yes, and they still have the trough piss container.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, man.
That would be good for right now. A big
trough. You always got the
big trough of piss. We really had it much better than we thought. That was back when we could just piss right next to each other indiscriminately in the same big metal bowl.
How do you guys
feel
about the trough?
I'm fine with it.
I'm okay with it.
I don't mind it, but just like when there's little people nearby.
I don't like it. You know, I'll be honest. I'm not going to sound all confident. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like people bumping into me, but I don't mind it because straight and forward. But
I just feel like if you stay too long, it's going to go down.
I feel like it keeps you honest.
It keeps you honest, makes you like keep eyes to the wall.
It keeps you honest, man.
I do kind of like just seeing a river of piss floating by, though.
Like, nah. Matt's like, I just like seeing other dudes' like, dicks. I mean, that's just
no. It's like
he watches the stream go down.
You know, you just build a little paper boat and you put it in there.
Is there an equivalent for that for women?
You mean like a piss trough?
That's what I mean. No, like
it's a fucking swimming pool.
I don't necessarily mean like a piss trough, but is there something that's that like exposing for women?
No.
I mean, I don't think so.
No.
Because they all need individual toilets.
Because we're so much, because we have a hanging fucking thing, we're so much more utilitarian.
Yours hangs.
We're just
too?
Like, yeah, let's all piss. We're just like, let's all piss in this bowl. You know, they don't even have that as an option. So, you know, they'd all have to squat.
I mean,
in the
like,
bowl.
They probably could if you got like a really big bowl that they could kind of just hang their asses over. Like an elevated bowl.
Yeah. And there's like a bar in front of you just so you grab onto while
yeah,
you're
Yeah, it's just got a drain.
Have you ever seen like a female urinal?
No,
it's kind of neat. Like,
it's like a squat.
Well,
toilet?
No, it's like a portable. It's like a little cup with a fucking funnel at the end.
I've seen the she can wee things. That. Yeah, like she can wee.
Yeah,
those are tough.
Is that what it's called?
That's what one of them
is
called.
That like wish.com?
No, it's on Amazon.com.
Did you ever order stuff from Wish? I did.
No, I haven't.
What'd you order?
I ordered like 3 things. There was like a cobalt bracelet because like it's a non-magnetizable metal,
there is
so it's
moon
supposed
ceremonies?
To help you. Fucking yeah, that kind of shit. Right. So I was like, fuck it, I'll wear this and I get it and it's like barely fit around my fucking 2 fingers, you know? And then like it was put together with like a plastic fucking band and shit. And then what else did I order? I ordered like
it was
a phone
to be for your wrist?
Yeah.
But it was only for
but
two
I have
fingers?
Big I have like
Red's
big
got
wrist
really
anyway.
Thick fingers.
Well, maybe it was just like made for the wrist of the kid who made it.
I don't know. It was a piece of shit. You know, what else did I get? I got like a phone case. Like it was going to be, I was going to give it to my boss and I got it. And it was like the size, it was much bigger than it should be. It, like you could put a fucking VCR in this thing.
Like phone case is too big, bracelet's too small.
I gave it to him and he's like,
It was my ex-boss. He's like, oh, thanks, man. It's a nice thought, you know? It's a nice thought. And he had it on his desk for like a week.
Just like, sitting there?
Yeah, I was like, you think you're going to use it? He's like, honestly, no. I mean, it's a little big. It's a little big. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking huge. Piece of shit.
No, but, you're like, I'm just wondering why it's sitting there.
Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but once, what, and then, you know, I think he was relieved once I agreed with him. It's like, yeah, this is a piece of shit. Like, sorry.
Was it just bulky?
It was a piece of shit and bulky. It was not what it looked like.
Bulky piece. Yeah.
It was not what anyone would want for their phone in this century.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that place, I got a couple other things too, and I don't remember because they're a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
What else you watch, Matt?
I don't even remember, dude. I don't. It's been so long, and I haven't been writing the shit down.
I had to write shit
so down. So the room has blunked all the movies out of your head.
To be honest, man, I did watch a movie called Meatball Machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Meatball Machine is tight as fuck. It's just like...
It looked like Tetsuo the Iron Man type shit.
Kind of, yeah, but like more hokey. So like there's a parasite that gets into people, and then when it does, it kind of like takes control of like their bodies and like kind of drives them like a, you know, like a like one of those kaiju mecha things. And then they just get all fucking mutated and crazy, look like members of GWAR, and then they have to fight each other just because it's in their like nature, and it's just really gory and fucked up. Because
it's in their nature.
That's what it is. Legit. Yeah, that's like you have to like kill the other one to survive or some shit. But it's just a dumbass bloody movie with tits, blood, and gore. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Carlitos, what about you?
Carlitos,
anything of note?
So when COVID started, I don't watch a lot of movies with TV at all. But when COVID started, I got into Community. And oh, that
fuck
is.
Fuck yeah. I've been watching that.
Fucking amazing show. I just don't know why I didn't get into it before.
Dan Harmon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And which I've been a big fan of Rick and Morty.
Me too. And these motherfuckers, they won't get on the. It's too bandwagon at this point.
We won't get on the bandwagon.
Sure. He doesn't hop on any bandwagons.
Hey man, well, even if it's the good ones,
like it's even it's if it's good, automatically bad just because it's
right.
It became fucking a cultural phenomenon.
I'll say I hate the fans. I hate a lot of Rick and Morty fans.
That's me, Shane.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, but the show is great.
It is.
It's a great show.
I think it's one of the best fucking. It is one of the best animated shows I've ever seen. If not the best.
Absolutely. Even though it doesn't have as many episodes as some of the other longer running series, it's still
up there
with quality.
It's not as it's not as long running yet, for sure.
But they have like a 70 episode contract.
Yeah.
So
and they take their time. I'm glad they take their time with the episodes. They want to have that standard of quality and whatnot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
There's no like disposable episodes with that show.
No, there's.
Well, I didn't like
the Slut Dragon episode.
Right.
That just. The quality wasn't up there.
Look at Matt. He's all, get it, keep it moving, fucks. Okay, so.
the only thing that I've seen of Rick and Morty that I like is the fucking Scary Terry stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch.
That's pretty funny.
Otherwise, like, I've seen. You know why?
Because that reference is something that I understand.
I've seen a handful of episodes, it's and I just. Creepy. I can't. Can't
he's lying.
I don't think he has a good give shot. Me super man, jail
shit. Super jail's the way
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You know what we haven't done? Give me a fucking high five too, dude. Super jail.
Shit the fuck, Rick and Morty.
Take that fucking... We haven't done that in forever. You know
yeah,
why?
Because it's COVID-19.
Because there's a fucking table between us. It's hard.
Fucks. You guys
can high five. I can high five Carlos pretty easy, but I'm not gonna because he's talking about Rick and Morty.
I shook his hand when we got here. We're all fucked up.
Yeah,
fuck.
I kissed George when I got here.
I gave George a hug.
Yeah,
it's true.
Jesus Christ.
But I gave him a reach around.
Well, when I say I give him a hug, I mean I give him a hug with my mouth on
my dick. Mouth hugs.
Mouth hugs.
Those are sweet. I'm hoping to get those later.
What about you, Riggedy Rhett?
What else did this fellow watch besides Community?
No, just Community.
Community.
Right. Just that and video games. That's all I do.
Oh, any video games worth talking about?
Just Final Fantasy VII, man. And I haven't got around to playing Last of Us 2.
Okay.
I need to fucking get into that.
You're not.
Even though I know,
much.
Like, the whole, like, I don't know, people are pissed off because she's a lesbian or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, people complaining about dumb shit.
This isn't anything new.
No. And it's stupid. It's just because, like, all those dudes wanted to fuck her before, like, when she was 13.
When she was 13.
Yeah. And now she's like 20 and she's a lesbian. And they're like, well, if I can't have her, well, fuck that.
Yeah, now they're just pissed that they can't have her.
Yeah.
The video game chick.
Like Lung Pop.
Ellen Page you're talking about, dude?
It's not Ellen Page. It's Ellen some other Page, chick dude. That some looks other, like Ellen Page.
Ellen Page was in another game.
Speaking of Ellen Page, though, I did watch all of Umbrella Academy. I don't know how I forgot that because I watched the last the two episodes season? This morning. The weed, no, the, weed. The new season.
That's oh, how is the new season?
Yeah, it is the weed.
Yep. I watched the first season. I have not started at all.
It is quite good.
Okay, good.
I finished the whole thing. It has been out almost a week.
Okay.
That's how good it is.
The Boys is coming out. The, yes. I can't wait for that, man.
I know we didn't watch that.
Oh, dude.
No, so we...
People keep telling me to watch the first season.
Started,
oh, it's fucking great.
The first episode is fucking like, the first scene, you're hooked.
No, yeah, I did watch. I just didn't commit to it.
That okay, first man. Scene is I what turned Ollie off. Like, because they used rape as, like, a plot device. Like right
you mentioned
in the
that
first
on the show, I remember.
Yeah, it was like right in the first scene or the first 5 minutes of the first episode, they used like rape as a plot device, and Alia was like, "I'm not into this." And
this
then
is well, it's not the
she
show.
She just to... was not into watching it, and I didn't like the first episode enough to watch.
Yeah,
it
first
on
impressions
my own.
Could turn yeah. you off pretty hard.
Okay,
right. That's cool because we're gonna talk about rape a lot later. A lot,
and Ichi the Killer.
Yeah, and Ichi the Killer.
I mean, we could talk about it a little bit. You know, I mean.
Oh,
I want to talk about a lot? The credits of a film showing up in a dude's fucking splooge. That's what I want to talk about. But anyway, in Bruges, I watched that. I didn't mention that last time because I forgot. But we watched it again. That movie is fucking aging really well, and I think it's actually kind of a modern classic.
That's you told me about this while we were lifting.
It's fucking... Oh, yeah, because he... Matt was telling me he thought because of the name, he figured it was like a period piece.
I thought it like, was going to be like people in powdered wigs, no, you know, like English people.
Nah, you would dig this shit. Yeah. Especially... Wait a minute. Especially because of the hard Irishness of it. Like, yeah.
I'm a pretty soft
actually, you know
Irish.
What? Along those lines, I watched The Gentleman.
Oh, the
that's,
new...
That's pretty good.
He said it was a return to form for that fuck.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good.
I've never been huge into Guy Ritchie. I think in Bruges, but I get the comparison. I was watching in Bruges, and I was talking to you know Jacob Denton. He likes Guy Ritchie stuff, but I could see the point of comparison. I just think like in Bruges, such a better fucking.
Oh,
movie.
I mean, it's a superior movie, but yeah. The Gentleman is pretty fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fine. Is dude. It? I'll fucking take your word for it, dude.
All right, dude. Good.
Okay. No, but if you haven't seen that movie, it is available on, I believe it's Hulu.
Oh.
Oh. That's great. It's funny. And, oh, Ralph Fiennes in that movie is fucking brutal, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. Us. This was the third time I watched it since seeing the theater. And, yeah, I'm having more of a middling response to it at this point.
What was your initial response?
The initial, I like all the symbolism. I love the symbolism. I love what Jordan Peele is going for.
All the symbology.
I think by the time, what my initial response was, I needed to watch it more.
I was confused as fuck when I first saw it.
Oh yeah, I don't mind that. That's why I needed to watch it more. That's why I was like, this could be one that turns into something more with time.
Right.
But I respect these things. I'm a little on the fence about these things, but. Yeah, I enjoy the movie. Her performance is fucking great.
Yeah, you know? And he has, I mean, it showcases his talent as a director. I mean, and a story writer. I mean, he's just really good.
It's fucking like, it's shockingly good just because, I mean, I liked Key and Peele, but no one would have anticipated that.
Well, and I loved Get Out. Yeah. That was just such a great movie.
See, I revisited that recently, and before I thought I liked Us better than Get Out. Now having watched Get Out again recently, like, Get Out is a much, I think, is a much better film than Us. To me.
Agreed.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Matt?
I was going to say I actually prefer Us to Get Out. I like Get Out.
You should fucking watch it again, dude.
Yeah, but see, I don't want to watch movies that I didn't like again. That's the thing. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, you know, that I didn't like that movie.
I watched Shutter Island, which I had seen before, but it was a good revisit. And these are generally movies that a lot of them Sophia has not seen. So, hi, Sophia.
We already did that.
And I didn't do it. And can you imagine if you guys do it and I don't fucking do it?
It's your girlfriend. You should get on the ball. You should have been the first one to do it.
Don't see, you are throwing me under the bus on the air.
Why don't you get on these balls, dude?
Why don't you get on this dude?
Get on the balls.
Why don't you ride this cock?
What? Wow. I mean, he really like.
That's how you know he's serious, because he goes from D to cock.
Wait a minute. Shutter Island. Have you seen that movie, Matt?
No.
You would not.
I think he
might. He would not.
Is that the Leonardo DiCaprio one?
Yeah,
Scorsese. I have not seen it.
Yeah, that movie, I know that movie's aging really fucking well.
I know all about it, and I'm just
always
like,
I like,
I've always loved it.
I loved it in the theater, and I still like. I hadn't seen it about 5 years. I like Scorsese's stuff. I do not like
it. It's
that rewatch.
Total,
fuck.
It's a total Twilight Zone, like modern day Twilight Zone.
I don't like it.
Twilight Zone, like Hitchcock,
the whole idea
some flourishes
is that,
of German Expressionism shit.
The whole idea of like, oh, dude, he's been crazy the entire time. I'm like, well,
you need to rewatch it.
Like that's a little fucking cute.
The last line in the movie, it implicates that he's putting them on about that.
It leaves it open.
Yeah, like it's fucking way more going on than I thought.
Not a fan.
Anyway.
And then that hug scene,
Where he fucking shoots her?
Hey man, hugs.
Oh wait,
are good.
I shouldn't even say that. Never mind. It's
an old movie. It's
because fine. I watched Us, and Sophia Loves Animals, and I love this movie, Keanu.
Oh, I was gonna say. I was like, where are you going?
Where are you going with this? What the fuck?
You killed some rabbits or what? Sophia Loves Animals.
No, because Jordan Peele and did you guys see Keanu?
No,
with the cat and fucking and Key and Peele in it, and they fucking it's hilarious, dude. And there's a lot of weed smoking in it, Matt. So
tight.
Did you see it, Jorge?
I have no.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
dude, that shit is funny.
Okay,
it's like really comedy. Good.
It's a comedy, and they get caught up with this cat that is with drug dealers.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's got cats?
And George Michael music.
It's got drug dealers?
Yeah. Ooh, is it performed by Limp Bizkit?
No.
Oh.
No, dude. It's
no, I know, Mr. Griffin, no.
I gotta have faith. No, it doesn't do that one.
That's good. You should do that again, Rhett.
And, gonna do things my way. No. Eyes Without a Face. Have you guys heard of this movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen it?
It's been a long time, but yes.
Okay. So HBO Max has these great fucking... HBO Max has a shitload of fucking content, as people know by now, probably. But among the stuff they have is these older TCM movies and these kind of old cult classics, which I'd always wanted to see. Like Carnival of Souls is on there, so I'm looking forward to watching that. House, that Japanese one from the 70s, is on there. But Eyes Without a Face, which I'd always fucking heard about, is from 1960. It's a French film, and it has to do with this fucking doctor. It's basically a mad scientist type deal, but it's a French movie about plastic surgery, so it's fucked. And very,
so it's like Nip Tuck.
Kind of, but like 1960, and then like it has this really, really like haunting score, and there's weird shit with these caged dogs in it. Anyway, it's a great fucking early proto. I don't want to say slasher movie, but it's definitely a fucking weird movie for 1960. And it's got a lot of fucking really eerie imagery. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to revisiting these old fucking weird horror films I've never seen.
Nice.
I watched a little more of the Looney Tunes. The shit is fucking hilarious. There's a fucking
Looney
episode.
Looney Tunes is great. I've always loved Looney Tunes.
I'm more of an Animaniacs guy.
No, well, they have new ones on HBO Max.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
oh.
And they did a great job, and it's great because right now, if you guys know, if things are kind of fucked up right now, and it's like, dude, I didn't know I missed Daffy Duck this much. And they're...
Yeah, they, but like, are the Daffy Looney Duck Tunes still like super racist?
Are they trying to build it up to like a Space Jam 2?
I'd heard they were talking about doing that.
I thought it was already like in pre-production with LeBron.
Yeah.
No, I want to see it with Michael Jordan still.
This is now way zanier than the 90s iteration of... This is really like the old Screwy Squirrel. This is old Looney Tunes style, but modernized. Did you ever see
Screwy Squirrel?
You guys never watched Chuck Jones shit, dude.
Sorry, I watched... All kinds
that's
of...
That's some Hard-On Collider shit right there.
I watched
there.
Secret Squirrel.
Hard-On Collider? Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But, Secret Squirrel.
Wait, what's,
I don't know
what's Screwy Squirrel?
Screwy Squirrel is a fucking...
Screwy Squirrel?
Yeah, look that motherfucker
I'm
up.
I'm about to look this shit up, because I think you're a fucking Screwy Squirrel.
They're going to know. You're going to get flack from like two people on who listen to the show. Everyone else is saying the same shit.
Everybody's saying, who the fuck is Screwy Squirrel?
No, he wasn't well-known like Bugs Bunny, but he's in...
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was his name.
Yeah, me either.
Oh. This is the underground.
Dude, do you remember on fucking Cartoon Network, they had a weird cartoon like segment
and it was called Toonheads. Y'all remember this?
Yeah, of course. And they had all the Chuck Jones shit.
Toonheads was the fucking shit. That sounds
familiar.
So, like, they would play all of, like, these, like, mid-60s, early 70s, like, late 70s, like, trippy cartoons. Like, shit that you're like, what the?
The one where they did
a lot of fucking LSD at that time, dude. For sure.
Was it one of those, like, only 15-minute segment type things?
Yeah, and it was late, too. It was, like, at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. I think I remember that.
I remember these shits. There was a lot of really cool stuff on Cartoon Network back in the day. I mean, I guess there still is. Cartoon Network has always been consistently good.
The debut episode where they reintroduce Porky Pig and Daffy Duck, and they're in, like, a Forbidden Temple type deal. Like, you will be, I think it's an instant mood elevator if you give it a shot on HBO Max. And again, you're not committing too much. The cartoons are like 10 minutes and they fly by because you're an adult now. Like before, like a cartoon might feel like it's like an hour, but it was like, oh, that was only 10 minutes. I could watch this for like 3 hours.
Like I do miss those shows, like just Looney Tunes and the Bugs Bunny. Well, Bugs Bunny is Looney Tunes, but you know what I mean? Like the ones that they would always show just throughout the day after you get out of school until like 5 or 6 o'clock, and then they start doing like the more family-oriented shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Cartoon Network's still rolling,
I used
to
rush home to watch fucking Botsmasters. You remember this shit?
Botsmasters. I remember Gargoyles.
No, I do not remember Botsmasters.
Garbage. That wasn't garbage.
What about Gargoyles and Batman?
Gargoyles is badass. Yeah, fuck off, fucking like, Botsmasters was garbage.
Batman Beyond was sick.
Did you what?
I was all up on some Freakazoid.
What about when the cartoons ended and it went to Gilligan's Island, dude?
Bad times. No, garbage. Man. Fuck no.
And they got replaced by Wonder Years. That was good times.
I would straight like watch the whole day. I had the whole day planned if I was ever off school, where it was like I knew every channel that I wanted to switch to at every time slot just to watch. I'd be watching Mama's Family. I'd be watching fucking Happy Days, fucking Gilligan's Island, Golden Girls. I was watching all of that.
What's that one, Designing Women?
I never watched that.
Oh, yeah, that was what's her name? Was that
dark haired old white bitch
or something?
Not Ingrid Bergman.
No, definitely not her. She took a step down for the
Delta
show.
Delta Burke. Yeah, that's what it was.
We should look up, see if she's alive.
see this old white bitch.
Where is she today?
Google her name followed by the word nude.
Where are you now?
Me to do that one?
There's an episode of this Looney Tunes with Daffy Duck called Street Gum, though.
You know what's going to fuck you up? She's only fucking like 9 years older than we are.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't say that. I don't want to see that.
Did she get nude? Search it. Why won't you search it? George, what did you do to your Wi-Fi? Nothing. Oh, my God. Wait, is that her? That's a huge bitch. Is that her?
Damn, dude. Are you looking up Rosie O'Donnell or Ricky Lynch?
Oh, no. These are all Photoshop. Okay. Dude. No, that's not
God,
her.
I was like, her. What the fuck?
Okay. Imagine that's what they're looking at, her. Listener. So much.
Don't look this up at work.
Much to the dismay of Matt and Jorge.
Oh shit, dude! If you Google image search, go
what
to
the
like.
Fuck is that a snake?
1, 2, 3, 4 down, 4 rows down, and on the right. If you Google image searched it,
good. Which one, the ass or?
No, dude. Keep going one more down.
One more down.
You'll see it.
Oh.
Hold up.
Can you use the restroom for about 15 minutes?
Carlos is like my virgin ass. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
That was terrible.
Last thing is Twin Peaks The Return.
Yeah.
And Twin Peaks The Return is full stop one of the best fucking things I have ever fucking seen.
Okay.
I mean, straight up, dude. Like when
and also
because for this to be 25 years from the second season, if you've watched Twin Peaks, the second season ends with this ending that is so fucking bleak that you don't even know it's a cliffhanger. This makes good on a 25-year cliffhanger and then some.
Wow.
I've got 4 fucking episodes left, and it's superior to the first 2 seasons.
So it's basically like the new Star Wars movies.
Look,
what are you saying?
Look, and I don't hate the first. I don't hate 7 and 8. That 9th one can fucking... Nah, dude.
No, dude.
No, it's not like that.
It's not like that.
It's like George Miller doing Mad Max Fury Road. That's what it's like. It's like, fuck, he came back to this and it's like this. Holy shit.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have not. We finished Money Heist.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I was like,
that's the one with Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, yeah. And in the tower. Yeah.
On the train.
On the train.
Okay, good.
Money train.
Woody heist. Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. Okay. Throw Mama from the Train Heist.
That's a good one. We should do that movie.
Throw Mama from the Train?
With Estelle Getty.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Owen!
Sorry.
I will say this. It's starting to get a little bit like...
A little cute.
What are they? What wacky hijinks will these guys get into this episode?
It goes from so serious to just like, fuck it. You guys like explosions and gunshots.
That fucking roof scene was like, yo, they've jumped the heist.
Yeah. I wanted to say something more specific about that, but that's a big spoiler.
I
was like, what the fuck? Because I didn't know there was going to be another season. So I'm like... What are you guys going to do now? You have like an episode left and you're doing something that is going to take several episodes to undo. What?
I watched that movie Palm Springs.
Well, yeah, I've heard about
that. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
With Doug Benson, right?
What?
Is Doug Benson in that?
No, it's homeboy from Samberg. Andy Samberg. And I don't know what the girl's name is. It's pretty good. It's a Hulu exclusive, so if you don't have Hulu, you can't watch it.
It's at the Drive-In too right now here.
At the Drive-In's also a very good band.
Yeah.
I saw them at the Shea.
Relationship of Command, that last album they did. Wait, they had that new album that sucked.
Yeah, it was not good.
They didn't have the juice.
Not that sucking dick is
I don't mean it like
as
that.
As that picture showed.
Yeah. Palm Springs is good. It does some timey-wimey shit, which is cool. I like it. I dig it. I played a game called Carrion.
Carlos, what kind of game would you guess this is? If you had to like...
I don't think he knows, though. He doesn't know my bit.
I don't, but...
He doesn't know my bitch.
Carrion is usually like rotting flesh, right?
Yeah.
So I would assume some type of
gore. Well, yeah. So it's a side-scrolling roguelike.
Metroidvania,
yeah.
Okay.
So essentially what it is it's like
Metroid Castlevania.
And it's like every other game like Dead Cells that came out since
Dead Cells. It's like Blood
Neon Abyss.
What is it called? Bloodthirst or fucking...
I'm sorry, what now?
What's the new game?
Oh, Blood Rain, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I played it for a little bit. So Carrion, I didn't really like it.
Is that the one where you start as the blob? It's like the reverse infection, or not reverse infection, but
you play like a thing like creature, and you're going around a base and trying to kill everyone.
Okay, that sounds tight though.
I don't know if I just didn't get into the game loop that I just was not enjoyable, because what you're doing is you're killing people to make yourself bigger, to be able to infect the base more. After the second level, it gets old real quick.
Really?
So I've played about 3 hours, and I'm kind of done with it. There's not a lot of replayability, at least for me. And there are these weird, third-person human levels where you're like, I don't know if you're in control of a human or if you're just observing the humans do their thing. But it's weird, and I don't know if I like it.
You just like run away from the blob thing, then?
No, it's even stranger than that. You're doing these weird puzzle mechanics, and it has nothing to do with the monster. Maybe I'm not there yet. Maybe at some point, like it's the prequel to the monster, and the humans turn into the monsters. And I don't.
Humans were the monsters all along, dude.
So I mean,
always owe me a blowjob.
Always, dude.
If you've got Steam, play like an hour or two, and then if you don't like it, get your refund, because it's
you remember that Peter Gabriel song Steam, dude?
Yeah, I do remember that song.
I just want to make sure
it sold 200,000 copies.
I'm sure people are enjoying it. For me,
I wanted to play it, but you know,
what's within like your trip like that? Like it sold this much, so therefore nothing.
No,
like, what is
I'm
that?
I'm saying by the metric of an indie game, like 200,000 copies in the first week or so is really good. You know, like that's it's not a AAA
it's
title.
The population of Wuhan.
Yeah. I mean, 200,000.
It used to be.
Well, yeah. Wuhan is for the kids. That was a good one.
That's a ghoulish joke.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd recommend it. I mean, I guess if you're on Steam, you know, do your two hour fucking trial and see if you
like
it.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. That saved me from agony. That game Agony. Ooh,
Neon Abyss continues to be good. I've put like
you continue to be good.
I've
yeah. put like 20 hours into that. It's good. It's real good. If you like The Binding of Isaac, if you like Dead Cells,
if you like Neon Abysses,
if you like abysses that are colorful.
If you like Neon, you ever seen Neon Demon, dude?
I have, dude.
Fluorescent Abysses.
Oh, you ever seen Demon at the Door, dude?
I have, dude.
You ever ordered from DoorDash, dude?
I have, dude. That's pretty good. You ever dine and dash, dude?
I have, dude.
You ever DDD, dude?
Wow. Patreon. Anywho, like yeah. Carrion, Neon Abyss, still good.
Money Heist, yeah.
Any news that we should talk about? Is anything happening in this fucked up world? Fucking, there's a city almost blew up yesterday.
Yesterday?
Like, was that yesterday before?
That's crazy.
Holy shit. If you haven't seen this fucking video of Beirut. Beirut?
Yeah, Beirut.
Beirut just exploding.
I heard that was just a promo stunt for Umbrella Academy Season 3.
What?
No, I didn't. But
he didn't even go like the MK Ultra like Intel just CIA route.
Yeah, because it's like, dude, at least plausible. Then.
Those videos that are people just like sitting in their car and then this goddamn shockwave comes at them from like 2 miles away. It's horrifying.
Have you seen the slow-mo videos?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, you see the buildings around it vaporizing. Like it looks like straight up like nuclear type shit.
We saw this one. It was like a wedding video of some kind. Yes. Like the bride was posing, you know, the flowers, the bouquet was on her dress. And then you just see like her dress and the flowers like go flying. But the crazy part was, since the guy had a really nice camera for this thing,
it looked like a movie.
Yeah, when they started running, like he had this shot, and I thought they were going to continue like running down the hallway, and he was going to chase them, and I was like really excited for what was going to happen. It was
like, it's Cloverfield, dude.
Yeah, dude. It looked so much better than Cloverfield. It looked like a real, like, legit action movie.
Do you think they took that as a sign? Do you think they're, like, not getting married anymore?
No, I don't know.
They were already married at that point, I think.
No, well, yeah, she was in her dress. And so, like, if you're going traditional, you don't see the bride in the dress until the day of. So, like, it would probably be day of or day after, I would guess.
Right. And you see, like, the picture surfaced of the warehouse that was storing the nitrate.
Yeah.
And it's just these giant sacks of fucking of nitrate.
This shit's lit.
It's crazy, dude. And that it's like,
shit's lit.
It's like who greenlit having
who
fireworks factory.
Who are you?
Right next to a goddamn nitrate storage facility.
I'll tell it's you. Almost like that's Beirut. Not what happened at all.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you've got it, dude.
Hey, well, don't question the narrative. It's possible
that we're not getting.
Don't question the narrative.
It's dude, nothing ever. Everything always happens exactly as reported.
Yeah,
always throughout human history.
Well, in any case,
well, I believe everything the government tells me.
Of course,
yeah. You can. You've always been able to trust your government.
In any case, Beirut got effed in the A by a fucking explosion. No matter who or what set it off, because it's fucking gnarly.
I know who it was. That's the next leap I'll make.
It's the Chilluminati, dude.
Dude, it was fucking
George Soros, dude.
It was George Soros, dude.
That is Antifa.
George, it was Antifa, right? Dude. Fuck yeah.
Wow.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good with this shit.
Why Beirut though?
Just because.
Just cuz.
I never even knew random what Beirut chaotic was and all that, so.
They're like, Bay ruined.
Oh my god.
Wow. Stupid. It was better seeing the wrist thing though. See if he went Bay ruined like that.
Bay ruined. Oh, you went Salt Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Actually, any news that we should get to? Anything of
I just found out there's
note?
Tales from the Hood 3 coming. I'm excited about that because Tales from the Hood 2 was pretty fucking tight. Mm-hmm. And Tales from the Hood 1 was
tight. One was the one with like there was a picture of like a bunch of slaves.
That was the first one.
Dude, I fucking love
that. That's one of the best scenes in it. Like the rest of them kind of just meander. But that one, ooh, that's good. I think they brought the little slave puppets back in the second one too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I don't think I saw the second one then, but that shit was sick. And then there was one with the kid where he's like, his dad is a monster and he's like fucking doing some origami shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my origami.
Have you seen Tales from the Hood?
Fold it up for just pretend. I'm not as ugly, sad as you.
That's the wrong part for that line.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's got a lot of bad music.
You just blinked out right now.
You just
Eve 6 has that fucking,
ruined me with that.
That mind fuck.
SoCal is where my mind stays.
But it's not my state of mind.
I think that's the ugly, sad as you line.
Yeah, I just wanted to get to that one, though.
Yeah, that's the only good line.
That's the money line.
I'm not as ugly, sad as you, bro.
This face looks sad.
What?
He's fucking ripped. Does this face look sad?
This face looks sad. No. Not as ugly sad as me.
God damn. News?
Oh, God damn it. I put my arm on my leg again.
I'll put my arm on my leg again.
It's fucking gross.
Fold it up and just pretend.
Here.
Connected as the moments in your head.
Yeah.
I would suck on the dick. I would make you a trick.
There it is. There it is.
Find nothing but faith in health.
Yeah, I feel like that's it.
That's it. That's the news.
I feel like that's it.
Fuck. It's a.
Where do you go from here?
I don't know, dude.
Is there news going on?
No, there's nothing. Theater's still closed. They're maybe making movies. I don't fucking know.
In New Zealand, they are. Wilford Brimley died.
Oh.
There's that.
Cocoon.
But like, cocoon, he was in thing too.
Diabetes.
Yeah. Not livabetes no more. Now he's diabetes. Now he diabetes.
He's deadabetes. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about a movie. Skirt.
I said I'm going to choke on a donut this year.
Mm. A big black one.
The biggest, blackest donut.
Oh, it's glazed, too.
Mm. Damn. Jesus Christ.
I almost spit on you on your birthday.
Type.
We haven't even fucking talked about a goddamn
movie. At least
movie.
Like the alcohol would be good for my tattoo.
Hey, Matt, guess what?
We're back. Are we back?
We're back!
We're back!
Are we recording? Were we recording?
Oh, we were.
I'm still eating a donut.
Donut, motherfucker.
That's cool. George has to tell us about... I have to tell you about Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast is full of people who are hella tight and got to watch The Room with me, and they do other cool stuff, like have conversations with each other about movies and music and dicks and stuff like that in our Patreon exclusive Discord. They also support the show financially, but you know, that's the smallest part because they become part of our family. Go to patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast and you get exclusive content, bonus episodes, exclusive merch, all kinds of other fun, cool stuff. And we have a few new homies, at least two, I think. It's been a while.
Hey, do you remember the fucking duet with the dude from Stain?
Yeah, Aaron Lewis.
I'm on the outside.
I'm looking in.
Yeah. I can see through here.
Part of this. Did we talk about Fabiola already? We did, huh?
I don't think so.
I think we talked about Fabiola Vasquez.
Maybe.
But anywho, sorry, I got donut in my teeth.
Yeah.
Robert homie.
That's not gonna be annoying.
Not at all. Actually, Robert is a loco homie.
Oh yeah,
loco homie.
From the Writhers.
Is it the Writhers or the Rithers?
Writhe.
It's got to be Writhe. Like, he's writhing, right? Yeah.
That's like what's some a Rither?
Outlier ret shit, right?
But yeah, they've got.
Yeah, like he's writhing on the floor. That's their logo.
Writhing, yeah. They've got a local band, huh?
Called the Rithers.
We were gonna
called
try to go Rithers. To the show, but then this like
everything got shut down.
Pandemic thing happened,
and then new homie Janelle Chambeau.
Yeah, that was today.
Shamone. That sounds like a made up last name.
Chambeau. Doesn't it? It might be.
I don't think she's giving you her real last name.
It's actually Hambone.
I wouldn't either. Hambone. To be honest with you, these people that actually give us their addresses, fucked up.
Yeah, but then like. The thing that I don't realize is I give all of them my address. I'm just like, here, I dare you. That's like, that's dangerous.
It's fucking but you're listening dangerous. Now. So.
Yeah, right. It's not going to stop me from anthrax. Yeah. I can't outlift anthrax. Or can I?
You might be able to.
Yeah, Rhett can.
I mean, they don't seem that buff in that band.
That's true. Scott Ian's old now, too.
They're all old as shit.
He's short as fuck, too.
He's in a metal band with Brian Posehn now.
Is he really?
He spent more time on VH1 than in Anthrax.
That's true.
Damn.
We became just a cultural critic for the whole.
I didn't think he played an instrument.
Got him.
That's great.
All right, we're the who. Well, the who.
Broke him.
Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched the 2001's
Space Odyssey,
The Killer, or as it's also known as Koro Shira 1, in the Netherlands, I guess. Directed by Takashi Miike, written by some fucks. Hideo Yamamoto wrote the manga. Starring, here we go, Terunao Asanao, Nao Omori, Shinya Sugimoto, Paulin Sun, Susumi Terajima, Shun Sugata, Toru Tezuka, Yoshiki Arizono, Kiyohiko Shibawaka.
It needs to be deeper and you have to enunciate the last part.
Satoshi Sugimoto Suzuki Mitsuo. Hey, that was
pretty
good.
There you go.
It's because Japanese is very phonetic. It's very easy to pronounce.
Very.
Yeah.
You say arigato like we say arigato.
I don't remember what that is.
That's from Kill Bill, homie.
Okay. I thought it was from Ninja Turtles.
It could be.
Could
Splinter was
Splinter might have
said more turtle.
Tarantino could do a Ninja Turtle movie. That would be a good fucking matchup.
It would be 3 hours long.
Which would be pretty all right.
Bunch of curse words.
Which would be pretty all right.
Yeah.
Probably some N-bombs.
Yeah. Matthew.
Saw it, dude.
What do you think of Ichi the Killer?
Ichi the Killer is fucking amazing. I'm not even going to beat around the bush. It's great. I love it. It's one of my favorite movies. Ollie and I watched it on the day we met. Rhett, I don't like those faces that you're making right now. I feel like you're going to make me very angry on my birthday. Yeah. It's great. I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want to build myself up to get
mad. Yeah, yeah. Carlitos, what do you think of Ichi the Killer?
The first time I saw this movie, I was just out of high school, and I thought it was amazing. I thought it was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Of course, I used to go to like Faces of Death and all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't like the way your tone is going either.
I like it. Upon revisiting, I like it even more.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
There you go.
You had me worried.
But I had to build up that...
Fucking made my balls shrink.
You gotta edge them a little bit.
Yeah, just
before
a little
you fucking give the release.
There's no edging. They just shrank up in there. They're like, oh, fuck.
Rhett, what'd you think of Ichi the Killer?
This is the third Takashi Miike film I've ever seen. I know he's a prolific
fella.
That was
an interesting pronunciation.
This is the third arigato konnichiwa film. Wow. I know he is a well-respected cult filmmaker from Japan.
Why did you say it all
it's
French?
Nippon.
Japan. No, but my favorite film of him that I've seen so far is 13 Assassins, which is fairly straightforward. It's a samurai movie he did, which is fucking great. It's one of my favorite movies of this century, actually. I don't think either of you have seen that one, but it's really good.
I have seen that one. Thank you very much.
Oh, do you like it?
Because you know why? When you always ask me those silly questions like who's your favorite director and I can't think of him because I don't know if you know this but I smoke a lot of weed.
It's all right.
He's probably up in the top three.
Yeah, I am not going to make any qualms about this guy's skill or how prolific he is and whatnot. The other one was Audition, which is Audition. Hot take. This is my first time seeing Ichi the Killer. Hot take. Okay, you guys ready? Ichi the Killer is boring.
Oh, you're boring. You're so boring.
We're going to get shit for that. But I have to be honest with you.
How is it boring? It's like
it's not only boring, but dude, if I take out the gore and the extreme, the absurdity, the moments of absurdity, there's some funny stuff.
So like 90 minutes or 90% of the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, you missed the whole point.
I missed the point. Right, the point is the gore and the
star. All right, let's get.
You go.
Me go. I also think this
don't
movie
do it to me.
Is boring as.
Oh,
fuck.
Shit. I hate you both so much.
Of course,
right
the two dudes with the glasses.
So, happy birthday.
So much right now.
It's not our fault. We didn't know
it was
your birthday.
It is.
Dude, you want me to lie?
Yes.
Okay. It's not bad. It's just I was
kind of unengaged. It, like, yeah, okay, it, here we go. This, the face it, is sliding down the
there
wall.
There are, dude, there are, and I don't know if this is just my fucking Japanese face blindness that I can't, maybe I can't. Like,
everybody looks everyone looks at this.
Maybe I
say that.
Maybe I can't tell fucking, I just don't know what fucking character is on screen at what
that
time.
That shit's
dude.
A mistake.
And, look, dude.
Canceled.
I was straight up having trouble fucking following one scene to the next when they're like, oh, this is Gigi. Oh, this is fucking... I go, I don't care. It's all boring to me.
Okay, so your racism ruined the movie for you.
Yeah, maybe.
He didn't like the Japanese Joker.
Yeah. Hey, he inspired that Joker.
Oh, dude, okay? I'm all for those things, those flourishes, okay?
Well, and that's the thing. I think that character, which, surprise, if you haven't seen the movie, spoiler alert,
he's not Ichi.
He's not Ichi the killer. You get it, everybody? Do you get it?
Oh, he's doing his thing to your movie.
Do you get it?
That doesn't matter. You guys have missed the point. It's
what's
not,
the... Okay,
no,
here we
it's
go.
Not,
what's
it's the, not, it's, not, a, it's not about gore, although, like, gore is...
If you took it out, you wouldn't like this film.
No, I would, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a fucking love story wrapped in a Yakuza movie. That's why. It is 100.
And you'd be bored as fuck.
But it is a 100%. No, it's 100% a love story about moral ambiguity, and it's got S&M in it.
Okay, I'm with you on the theme. I get the theme. I know this is a very nihilistic film. These guys exist in this universe where they're doing these absurd, tragic, harmful things to each other and themselves for seemingly nothing. It seems like they know that this is going nowhere. And the women in this movie, obviously, I'm not going to give, like, this is a regressive film. This is beyond a regressive film. Like, it's, the point of it is to show how poorly these people treat women and what they think of women. That's part of it.
I mean, not necessarily, because Karen is one of the main characters. She makes so much of the shit happen, and she's the only person in the entire movie, male or female, who can talk shit to Kakihara and not have to deal with it.
Yeah, but right. but Kakihara writes her off as not good enough.
No, because he was so in love with, like,
she's just being manipulative.
No,
she's
not.
The most empowered one. Yeah.
Well, she is, but, like, that's because she was the mob boss's fucking girl. But that's the thing, is she doesn't want to sexually empower, or she doesn't want to do that shit with Kakihara. What it is when he comes to power, he needs somebody to replace what he's missing from the boss. The boss was essentially his soulmate, not because he loved him, but because Kakihara had that need, and they explain a lot about, like,
Harry Kaka,
like master sub relationships in the movie, and how it's not just getting pain or pleasure from the beating that you're getting. There's a lot of, like, emotional and, like, love and affection stuff that goes with it. So Kakihara never found a connection with anybody that he felt with the boss. And so when the boss is gone, he feels like a piece of him is missing. And so that's why he tries to fill it, you know, like some people try to fill it with drugs or alcohol or whatever. He's trying to fill it with more pain, and he lets this girl do it. And that's why he tells her, you can't give me what I want. He wants the pain for himself. And Kakihara is not the bad guy in this story. Itchy's the bad guy, because Kakihara...
But is Itchy the bad guy?
He's a victim. Okay, he's a victim, but he's not any better, because Kakihara never really does damage.
No one's any better in this universe.
But Kakihara never really does damage to anybody unless they do something to him first. I know the main thing seems like Suzuki, but he thought that because he was told by the old man, Suzuki kidnapped his boss. So he's responsible, which is why he had that extreme torture scene with Suzuki. Everybody else, the lady where he broke her hand, only after she slapped him. Even his own fucking guy who was going to turn his back on him when he's like, you guys can leave. He didn't really assault him. He threw the knife in his shoe and made him walk like a goon for a while. But he didn't do anything. Itchy was the one
other than throw a knife into his foot.
Well, I mean, but all things considered,
that's a chopstick.
That's pretty mild compared to what's going on in the rest of the movie. Itchy, on the other hand, he saves a woman from being beaten and raped because he wants to rape her himself. He wants to beat her himself. So while he's
known as Captain Sabahoe.
Yeah, so he's doing seemingly altruistic things, but he's doing it for his own sick narrative, because even though he's been implanted with this thing, he's still got, like, the two male fantasies of stopping a sexual assault and being the one to perpetrate the assault.
When it comes down to it, he's a victim of his own environment.
Well, if you like,
he's fucking mind fucked. He's a mind control. But he's like an MK Ultra slave.
He didn't get mind altered until after he killed his parents.
Look, he's weak. He's a weak willed fucking guy, and he lusts after that woman, right? But he's not like, he's not a fucking murdering psychopath.
No, by nature. He is. He murdered his own parents, and then that guy, that old cop detective, found him and brainwashed him. And he implanted the trauma. That rape thing never happened. Like,
yeah, that was fake.
Yeah, that's all fake. Yeah, it's a fabricated but memory. There's a line that is like so thrown away where what's his name? Gigi, the old guy.
Yeah.
He's talking.
Ripped Gigi, by the way.
Yeah, oh, dude, that was Super Saiyan. So surprising. Super
Saiyan. Hilarious.
What? That they superimposed his face.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. Yeah.
Great. It's weird because when I was watching it this time, I was like, oh man, like you could see how they hide the muscles really well with these coats now. And then when it got to that scene, I'm like, oh no, that's definitely not his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but there's just like this whole 2002, search.
2002 or whatever this was. What was it?
2001.
2001.
Yeah, I don't which know the how CGI y'all did this not
age I just, well. Dude, there are huge stretches where it's just nothing happens, and I get it, man. Like it's this whole struggle of Ichi trying to find the love of somebody who will inflict the right pain and ultimately. No,
Ichi just wants.
I'm sorry, not Ichi. Kakihara,
the Joker.
And like, okay, cool. And at the end, like, oh, is it a mystery? Did he really take a blade in the face or did he commit suicide? Nobody knows, dude, because it's fucking ambiguous. I get it. Okay, fine. But there are these fucking stretches of time that are just like, what's happening? I don't.
Look. Let me. Ooh, thanks.
If you remove the gore and you remove the violence, you're left with a movie that is largely
a rom-com.
Innocuous.
If you remove the gore and you remove the violence, like you take out half the movie.
Half? Brother, you're being a little fucking you're half is in a what two in a 2-hour movie, we've got maybe 23 minutes of fucking violence. Maybe.
Of violence?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's less than half.
He's right. No, but I want to point this out too. Look, how do you pronounce this motherfucker's name?
Takashi Miike.
This feller,
Mikey.
Yeah, I've heard it all different ways. Takashi Miike, but
well, the other ways are wrong.
Miike. Look, the colors, the oddball angles, the depth of field in certain parts, the textures, the different music that he has juxtaposed that's out of nowhere. Like, why the fuck would he have this song here and that stuff? Some of it's very kinetic. He's got some drum solo stuff. I love all that. Like, I'm fine with all that. It's, but yeah, for, I can't shake the fact what I already said is I just wasn't engaged.
Yeah.
How I wanted to be. It felt, there was moments where it felt like it was going to get real kinetic for me and just fucking take off. And I was just going to be like, God damn, what a fucking movie. And then it just kind of dog paddled in its nihilism.
I'm like, okay, cool,
we're going to torture again? All right.
When you're talking about like kinetic, kinetic energy of it, like it's like one of those things where it's like you feel it building up and then it's just like,
I went numb on this bitch. He's pissed at me.
No, because now you feel numb, so now you know what we feel like watching all these movies where it's like, oh, they all feel the same. I'm numb to it. Like nothing's satisfying anymore.
Yeah, but that's the characters in the you're talking about the characters in the movie. Like this movie literally is like fucking nighttime NyQuil, dude. Like,
wow.
Nighttime NyQuil. Nighttime
NyQuil. Yeah, otherwise known as NyQuil.
That's a great band name.
NyQuil Extreme or some
daytime
shit.
Daytime DayQuil.
Daytime DayQuil. I just, dude, I like.
Nighttime it XO. Took
me, dude, I had to rent this movie 4 times. I paid to watch this movie fucking 4 times.
You couldn't just sign up for a free Shudder 1-week trial?
Drinking too much.
Because I was like, all right, I'm going to sit down and watch Ichi the Killer. 20 minutes in, I go, fuck, I can't. I can't anymore. Like, I'm actually...
I mean, but for you, not being able to tell any of the 20 people on screen apart, like, I can see how that can, how that can get very confusing.
No, that's kind of a bit.
It's like he's watching Static. The whole time.
I don't know. It's like that episode of Black Mirror where everybody's face is Starbucks, fucking blurred.
Or Starbucks, South Park. They're all the goobacks.
Just call them gooks?
Gookbacks. The people that come back from the future.
I get the things too, like the opening scene, we get this brutal rape.
Yep.
And then we get a guy watching the brutal rape.
E.G.
And then, yeah, and then we get the title card of the movie coming out of the dude's splooge. And I'm on board.
Like, so, and it's like,
what a sick fuck. Wait, it's like, what a sick fuck that he's watching it. And then it's like, wait a minute, I just watched him watch it. So I get what he's doing.
Well,
like
I just want to let you guys know that splooge was actually real jizz.
Was it?
But still, okay, real but jizz from the guy that plays Gigi.
Really?
See, that's Gigi? Experimental
That guy's
shit.
The director of Tetsuo the Iron Man.
Yeah, Mika gives him a bucket to fill with jizz to use for that opening scene.
Okay,
and he was upset that there was not enough, so he gave it to four other cast members. I'm not making this shit up. He gave it to four other cast members.
I'm not fucking surprised. And it looked like real jizz.
Just because it was.
But like, when you think there would be like different colors, because like if we all jizzed in the same cup, like they wouldn't be all the same color and consistency. And
listen.
Depending on what you eat, it can take on like a yellow tint sometimes. I've seen some in porn where it's like super chunky. It's weird looking. Yeah, it's like
and stuff like that is okay. So like from a filmmaking perspective, you're like, okay, cool. That's really like you really went there. But from a watching the movie perspective, I go, oh cool. It's the credits are in the jizz. Cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm supposed to be like impressed by that? What?
No, it's just.
I just want to give credit where it's due.
It's just kind of letting you know what you're in for.
Porns don't do this. Yeah, porn films are not.
Which they really should.
And they really. Well, they don't use their liberty as porn films. They're like, no, just show the fucking. And Takeshi Miike is like. It's like
whole lot of racism coming from this side of the table.
Let's have the fucking film's title come out of the jizz. You know, it's right. Like that's good.
Say me.
Me.
Now say K.
K.
Now say them together.
Miike.
There you go.
Takeshi Miike.
Takeshi.
Close enough.
Takeshi Miike.
There you go. Takeshi Miike.
Is it Takashi or Takashi?
Like Takeshi 6ix9ine. Takashi.
Takashi 6ix9ine. One of my favorite artists.
Dude, is that dude even Japanese?
No. He's like Puerto Rican or some shit.
Yo, he's Cuban, B. I watch
you are racist. You are super racist.
I don't know if he's Cuban, but I just watch
all brown people
baked,
look the same, all yellow people look the same.
Half baked.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm really disappointed. That you guys don't like it.
And here's the thing, man. I go into it and the runtime of this movie is fucking absurd.
If you rented it, you probably saw the uncut, which has 11 more minutes.
Two motherfucking hours. Okay, well, an hour and fucking 50 minutes is far too long for this movie to make this like minuscule observance of human behavior. Like, okay, we get it. He's into S&M. Fucking move on.
I could have watched 3 hours of this.
Like, yeah. You know, the scenes with Ichi, in his workplace, I thought that stuff was very fucking cool.
In his workplace where he's standing there awkwardly and the woman tells him to take his soda
back? That's like Twin Peaks shit. It's fucking incredible,
dude. That's the art house shit where he's like standing there staring.
No, dude, the art house shit is fucking great. It's hilarious.
He goes for a fucking glass of wine. He picks up the wine and his fucking boss slides a knife over and says, fucking kill yourself because you're that bad at your job.
That's tight.
That stuff is cool as fuck. But like this, the whole thing where he's like, I'm going to bend this bitch's fingers back. I go, who cares? Like, I'm impressed by this fuck who can bend a girl's fingers back? Great.
So
cool. Good job.
So you would do anything for love, but you won't do that.
I think they're focusing.
I'm
going to
give you a hand job right
now.
Yeah,
that's what it boils.
What do you expect us to focus on in this movie that is largely
it's
uneventful?
Like, what would you do back? What would you do to get back the love of your life? Like, how far would you go? What? And that's what he
I
wants.
I can't believe you see this that romantically.
Dude, how do you not? It's because there.
That's
like,
not the point.
I'm kind of on their side where I don't see this.
It's not romantic love, right. Dude.
No, it's not romantic love, but it's like
passion.
Yeah,
I understand
it is.
That. I get
and they
that.
Have
I
that
get,
conversation.
I'm not trying to be all just like Western fucking...
Yeah,
Pilgrim
no, and
here.
They have that conversation where it's like, no, you love him. Like, not like you love him, but like you love him, you know, and like you love what he does for you. So you feel like a fucking piece of yourself is missing. And whatever that is, whether that's, you know, like your kid or your spouse or your fucking dog or your hobby or whatever, when you feel like that part of you is missing, you'll do almost anything to get it back. And then when he realizes that his boss is gone. He's never going to get him back. And he's trying to fill the hole with these other things, and he can't. And he finds out that there's somebody out there named Ichi that could give him what he wants, because Ichi does this shit.
It's like you're describing Benji the Hunted right now.
I don't even
like,
know what the fuck that is.
We should watch that movie.
Okay. But like, you know, Kakihara does this stuff and he doesn't feel any remorse because he gets off from like the connection of it. But Ichi gets off from like the violence of it, and he like feels terrible about it. So they're like two perfect pieces that go together. And when it gets to the end, when Ichi no longer has the will to fight, Kakihara looks at him. He's basically like, well, this was my last fucking hope. I can never have that feeling again. I might as well just do something. And then he fucking, you know, sticks the needles in his ear. He sees that Ichi's still fighting, and he's good. He's like really happy in that final moment because he's going to get what he wants. And then he gets what he fucking wants, and Ichi feels terrible about it. And so they both got exactly what they wanted, but it was kind of the end of them.
But did he though?
Because Benji the Hunted versus Ichi the Killer.
Kakihara? Doesn't Kakihara kill himself? Like, isn't that the whole point? Is that ultimately he doesn't get what he wants from Ichi, so he has to kill himself to pretend that he got it?
That's right. Ichi broke down. Yeah. And then So yeah, he had to fucking kill himself because he was never going to get that feeling again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you why I like this movie. nobody asked, but...
Ooh, that's fucked.
I feel like this was a Japanese take on Batman. Like, Ichi...
Dude, he did look very
Ichi,
Batman.
Dude, he had the black suit with the yellow one. Like, it was very Batman-esque, but I mean, he had a tragic past. Fucking parents died.
Even though he killed him.
Even though he killed him, doesn't matter.
Absurdist version.
Right.
Yeah. And tell me y'all didn't want fucking knife shoes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but that's from
Russia. That's some Trigun shit.
That's from Russia with Love.
Fucking, I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a 1960s great fucking James Bond movie.
Yeah, I've never seen that. And ever since I was a kid, I wanted knife shoes. And this movie is like, hey, here's knife shoes. And I'm like, that's fucking
tight. Well, dude, just, I have a soft spot for Japanese shit. I don't know why.
Wait.
I don't know why.
I want to just make Japanese stuff, besides not fucking
She's
saying
Mongolian.
This guy's name right. I love Akira Kurosawa. I love sushi.
You know, like
Kurosawa. Maybe this whole fucking Japanophile thing is a little more racist than y'all think it is.
You know, and like Kurosawa, Miike makes mad films.
Yeah,
it's true.
So
he makes a lot of movies.
I don't make films.
This is basically a superhero film. It's a superhero film. It's a Japanese superhero film.
Super subverted.
That takes
your expectations.
But you're going for what's his name? Kakihara.
Hare Krishna.
The Japanese Heath Ledger Joker.
It is
kind of a love story. It's kind of a sadomasochistic love story. It's part fucking superhero film. All shit I love. Wrapped up in a culture that I love, and with fucking Yakuza and gore.
I see the ingredients. I like all those ingredients.
There's a lot of good. There's a lot of good potential here, like a Yakuza movie that that deals with.
So what parts
we did not
specifically
care about,
is it just that it was too slow,
unengaged with the characters and the story? I did not give a fuck about any of the characters or the story.
I understand him because George can't tell them apart, but
right?
Because
I'm
that's not basically. That's not all. He's making a joke out of it.
I do
agree that like they don't really introduce you to anybody properly. You're kind of just thrown into this world, but I feel like it's supposed to be a convoluted narrative because from the beginning...
I know, but that has its drawbacks to me. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm not supposed to like these characters. That's fine. Like, I watch Raging Bull. I don't like Jake LaMotta, but I care. I'm invested in what I'm seeing on the screen. He's a fucking despicable person. I'm seeing all this shit and I can't look away. This, I'm like... What do I have to look forward to? Oh, okay, there's more guts on the ground. Nope, it's not doing it.
Well, ultimately, like, the thing that we're supposed to be like, the cleaning crew did such a great job that nobody knows that the boss is dead? Like, a phone call would solve that problem.
Well, yeah, probably. But if he's not answering his phone in there, you know, because the narrative that they've
how about it's a Yakuza syndicate and somebody's like, we cleaned up the boss's house two nights ago. Like, he's hella dead.
First of all, this is based on a manga. When did manga ever have like, we cleaned up the crime scene? Well, I mean, this isn't one of those movies. This is supposed to be a ludicrous movie with, I mean, it's supposed to be over the top. It's based on a fucking manga.
Luda.
You have a fucking guy who bit somebody's fist while he's punching him.
Yeah.
It's a over the top film. And I think you guys are looking at it as like, oh, that shit wouldn't happen.
But you're saying it's a ludicrous film, but also at the same time, it's a story about love, right? Like,
I didn't say that.
I'm saying that.
Well, okay. So
there's four people here, not two or not three, right? Yeah. So yeah, we're all saying different stuff.
So it's like,
which is good.
Yeah. So is it?
And I like that this is like pretty even.
Is it a grounded love story about, you know, some guy's obsession with S&M pain and he can't find the love where he gets?
I don't think it's a love story at all.
Or is it a story about some fuck who wants to, you know, chew people's hands off? Like, I don't know. Is it both?
Is it all of them?
I think
I might have liked it more than Jorge, okay? But I just can't deny the fact that it wasn't... What the fuck, man? I just wasn't interested in what was happening. That's the thing, dude.
I like the individual scenes. I like that scene where he takes the rings out of his fucking mouth and chews that homeboy's, you know, wrist off or his fist off. And I like the scene where the guy's fucking his frying his back. Like, that stuff's really fucking cool. And I like the scene where they're ripping homeboy's fucking cheeks open. Like, all that shit is fucking...
And it looked real.
And that stuff looks good.
It looked
but ultimately,
really real.
Like, we're talking about, like, a movie that relies heavily on these scenes, and in the middle there's these great Grand Canyon sweeps of nothing.
Grand Canyon sweeps.
It's like you're watching a nature show, and like for 40 minutes you're like, the crocodile is definitely gonna bite that.
The crocodile.
Like, this alligator is definitely gonna bite that, you know, that homeboy's head off, right? Like, definitely. Like, definitely, right? And then it takes 30 minutes to get there. I'm unimpressed with the pace of this movie.
It's also a 20-year-old movie.
That's okay, true. There's 20-year-old
no,
movies.
No, I think Whoa. Fuck you.
Right. There's 20-year-old movies that do pacing okay.
Right, but they saw it. When did you originally see it? That is a
2005, 2006.
Right, so you guys saw this right out of high school. And so, how old are you? I'm sorry?
I'm going to be 34 next month.
Okay, so... You were still shit.
I graduated 2004, so it was about a year or two after I got out of high school.
So we were either in our early 20s or around that area when you guys saw this. If I had seen this in 2001, I mean, like, God, my response to this would have been through the fucking roof. I'm seeing this 20 years later. The CGI is aged poorly. I've seen other movies from this guy. I've seen other absurdist fucking movies. I've seen a lot of other violent shit, and it's not hitting me. And it sounds like it's, oh, this isn't old enough for nostalgia. Bullshit, that's 20 years ago.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that's I have a connection with this because I felt that nostalgia. Like, when he told me that we're doing E.T. the Killer, I'm like, oh, dude, I'm fucking in. I'll have to watch it again. I haven't seen it in 20 years. It's a cult classic, for Christ's sake.
I've always heard about it.
I'm even to the point where I'm like, you know that fucking shitty CGI where homeboy is sliced in half? I'm super like, that's okay. I get it. Like, you know, like Resident Evil did a little bit better. But, like, I'm not, you know.
Resident Evil had a huge budget.
$100 million budget. Yeah.
No, I'm just, that was a fucking, that I was know. A. But I just, I like.
Resident
I'm,
Evil did do it pretty fucking good.
Did he just say Resident Evil is better than Ichi the Killer?
I did say that, actually.
I wouldn't say that.
It's more fun. No, that's for goddamn sure.
Don't know, I would say.
I'm assuming you're talking about the game, because the movies
the
are
game for sure.
Not.
The movies are terrible.
The first one.
All of the movies
stuff with the Red Queen was tolerable, and the guy getting cubed was alright.
The best thing about Resident Evil was the soundtrack, and that was it.
Hell yeah!
And even that was questionable.
Gauge and shit, dude. Fuck yeah! Fucking Shadows Fall.
What's interesting too is I think that, you know, Rhett mentioned Audition earlier, and that is a movie that I can get behind. You know,
well, that's the thing. This guy's done literally hundreds of films and TV shows.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how you can say that you're bored.
He's highly regarded.
It's not about.
He's flexing different muscles here. I think
it's not about the events of the movie.
Are you talking about me or Takashi Miike? He's got my hands.
Stupid! Are you talking about me?
I'm trying to intimidate you guys into.
Liking the movie.
So high.
That's the thing, dude. You say that Audition is a slower movie. Yeah, it is. But Audition is intentionally slower. Like, I feel like the. Well,
it's slower, it's more substantial, it's more cerebral, it's more artful, it's more a lot of things.
I feel like the slowness in
to me
in Ichi the Killer is not
on purpose.
It's not on purpose. Yeah, that it feels poorly paced on accident.
I think what I numbed out with it, and I don't think
that's fine. It's
I'm not even mad at the movie. I just my response to it. It's like a band that like it's doing what it's doing, and I'm kind of like, wow, that's impressive when you do that. And I'm kind of numb to it, and I'm waiting for the show to be over because I want to get.
Oh my god! I want to describe Tool.
No,
oh, all your songs sound the same, and I'm kind of over it.
He's doing a bit. Yeah, he's doing a bit.
Is that what's happening? Is that what it is?
Is this like Dillinger Escape Plan, like a middling Dillinger Escape Plan album? So do I, but this is like a middling album from them where they're just like, oh, he's blasting again. Okay,
cool. I don't either. I'm like
Mike Patton ones.
I like Tool, but I hate Dillinger's Escape Plan. So like.
See, and so we're lying on the Dillinger, but they're not. But yeah. then me and him are lying.
I like Dillinger.
Okay, good.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The outlier.
Different blast beats for different strokes.
Yeah. March to the sound of a different blast beat. Mine is in, you know, like 7th, 8th time, while Rhett's is in 13th, 14th time, then fucking 6th, 7th time.
That's like almost a full time.
It's almost a whole time. Yeah.
What was that thing you posted? What was the thing
that fucking
about time? I don't know fucking time signatures. I'm a bass player.
Wait, what?
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go pee. Dude.
Which means you're just a sucky guitar player.
All right. Yeah, I am. Boy, I can only use one finger instead of.
I'm gonna take over Jorge's seat.
You're gonna sound so much better on that microphone now
because he has the pop filter and shit.
He says it's the exact same microphone, but his is a different color, so it makes it seem like it's nicer.
Yeah, he's the only white one. We all have the black ones.
This motherfucker has a better seat. He's got everything. It's almost like it's his house and his equipment.
He's like, fuck these.
They gave us like fucking shit ass chairs.
Yeah, the ones that make us sweaty in the summer.
Dead grandfather probably gave
him. Yeah, sweaty assholes in the summer. Fucking donuts.
You fellas prefer this film to Audition?
I personally do, yeah.
I wouldn't say that, but I would say it's probably on the same level.
Because, like, I feel like I can watch Itchy the Killer more casually.
He's back.
I feel like Audition, I have to really, like, want to be invested because, like, you have to let the tension build up inside you for Audition.
Yeah, I don't think this one you have to really
take more out of you, yeah.
This one is more shock. And I mean, you don't have to pay attention to the story in this,
right? And see what, but not according to what Matt's saying.
I mean, that's the thing is, I just he found loves some, the movie. I just so found something in the story to hook into.
And he watched it with Alia, and they watched it the first day. See, that's tough.
No, that was a litmus test though, because like we met in the park and we hung out that day, and then I was like, hey, I just live down the street. You want to go watch a movie?
That sounds super sketch.
And I just we had a barbecue, and she showed up.
Yeah, let's watch. Okay. She's a killer.
But so that was my thing. It was like, well, this chick seems super cool. Like, let's see if she can like get down with horror movies. She says cool, she likes skinning horror movies.
These people that we just met.
I put on Itchy the Killer, and she was totally into it. And now we're married.
Yeah, and the thing is too about Takashi Miike. Did I do it?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Okay,
that was it.
It's not. He has the two eyes, and it makes me think it's
like just thinking Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, just Miike.
Yeah,
Miike.
Okay. You see, because right now you did a Miike.
Well, he did it. He did it the right way. Yeah.
All right. Audition and this are much different films, but they both feel like the work of the same artist because they are. So that's what I mean. No qualms whatsoever about him as the three films I've seen about. I feel his signature on all three films, even though all three films are different from each other in their own ways.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a great thing because it's his.
All of his films are pretty severely different.
They have his signature, but oh wait, you know what else I've seen is Django Western Suzuki or whatever that one.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
What, Quentin Tarantino's in that flick, right?
Whoa, he's in one of them, yeah. And
no, he's actually in it.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's
a big fan of.
Yeah, and then Takashi Miike was in.
I'm doing that thing.
I thought you were saying Django Unchained.
No, motherfucker.
He was. And Takashi Miike was in Eli Roth's Hostel, too.
Because they're all buddies.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, the gore.
That's the white bitches trying to be like, oh, we're cool. We're
the gore effect, yeah.
I'm white, everyone, so it's okay.
You should watch Visitor Q and Happiness of the Katakaris. That one's fucking weird. I think you'll like that one. You'll find some weird existential shit going on in there. He's got over 100 movies, so there's definitely something for everybody. But
yeah, he's one of the most prolific filmmakers alive.
Matt's super bummed out.
I am, man. I even said on Twitch that like I needed to be high for this show because like if you guys came at me with that I don't like Itchy the Killer shit, I might jump
across. Well, that's the thing. It's not that I guess it's not that I don't like it. I just think that it's,
we saw it in 2020 after it's been hyped up for 20 years.
Kind of fucking boring.
And I actually thought I was going to be against Matt on this one.
Why? I love that shit.
I thought we're going to be fucking at head because, I mean, it's a very highly regarded cult classic.
Hell yeah. I know you tits, like blood, gore, and everything more.
Dude, how awesome was that scene with the fucking nipple slicing?
Oh, dude, that wasn't in the original cut either. That's director's cut. That's some of the 11 minutes that got cut out. That stuff's
pretty good. Yeah, I didn't remember that part. I saw it.
I had not seen that nipple cut, and I was like, oh, shit.
The only part that I like was squeamish on was just the noise of that, because I fucking hate that metal noise.
Still, I was not expecting to see it. That really tripped me out, because I have a DVD, and I put my DVD in, and I was just like, I was like, I have a 4K TV now. This looks like shit. And so I rented the
4K restoration.
Yeah. Oh, so much nicer.
So and that's the thing, dude. I, you know, Rhett mentioned it earlier, but visually, there's some shit going on. Like, what this is, you know, and it's an accomplished director doing his thing. I just, you know.
And practicing. You could see him flexing. Like, that's what.
But also, this is when it's like a very low budget movie.
When it was adapted, you know, as Carlos said, it was adapted from a manga. And I thought, like, some of the anime style shooting he did, especially in the first scene, like those quick camera swerves, you know, and like the different colorations and stuff, that felt very much like an anime in that scene, and I thought that was a real cool nod to like the source material.
I feel like exactly the same when Gigi just fucking takes off his robe and he's just fucking jacked.
Yo, you could do fucking, like, fucking laundry on his ass,
thin and frail, and he's like, you would think that he could take all these guys that fucking Ichi is killing.
Why doesn't Kakihara go to him to get his ass kicked?
Because that fool doesn't want to deal with his shit.
Well, he wants
that fool.
You know, he's fine with dealing with this, you know, borderline.
Now, Gigi had an agenda, and like they're not exactly clear as to what his agenda is. You know, he just wants to take out these bad guys, and that's why he programs Itchy to take out the bad guys.
Okay, I wanted to address that, but I didn't want to run the risk of, you didn't pay attention to the fucking movie, right? Okay, what is his agenda?
They don't really say.
Okay, so that's a problem agenda for me, man. I mean,
Gigi.
Maybe that's like part of my engagement.
Gigi's Ichi's controller.
Basically. Oh, right. Yeah,
his handler.
Yeah, like they have that little conversation where he kind of throws away the line that he killed his parents, but like he kind of just says he brainwashed him into, you know, taking out the bad guys.
Well, I mean, all these guys are within the same crime syndicate. They're all basically Yakuza.
Yeah, well, those other three, they're like they're kind of like the outliers, where they kind of take the jobs nobody else wants, and they'll do the more shady shit.
Well, Harajuku, or whatever the fuck his name is
Kakihara, like,
is the enforcer.
Oh, and I'm the fucking enforcer.
Hey, I just don't know the names. I know what they all look like.
He's like, listen to these cities in Japan I've been to.
I've been to Shinjuku. What?
I have been to Shinjuku. Dude, that's where I went.
Shinjuku's fucking sick.
That's where I went to that silent bar. They have a place called Vibe Sushi Bar, where you can take a vibrator and home.
Wasabi.
Really?
Yeah, it's tight. There's so many weird themed bars out there.
Oh, there's a lot.
I enjoy yakisoba.
I love Dance Dance Revolution.
Dude, I've been dying for Yoshinoya Beef Bowl lately.
Dude, they just opened one
right here.
They just opened one.
Where?
Right? Dude, like fucking right here.
Dude, oh, yeah, by the J Bowl. That's where I saw it. I got a burrito last time I left here, and I saw it.
It's open. Now,
that line is ridiculous,
dude. I don't know how this shit's so bomb,
dude. The first restaurant, or the first food that I got when I landed in Japan, it was fucking midnight. Fucking Yoshinoya was open,
dude.
There.
What was your reaction the first time you used the toilet there?
Well, first of all, the first toilet that I used was just a hole in the ground.
Oh, you used a squat?
It was outside. But then when I went to like a fucking Gundam cafe. Dude, I bought a Japanese toilet because of Japan.
Oh, hell yeah.
I have a Japanese toilet.
We bought one of the little attachments where it comes out and it'll spray the front and the back, but I want the ones that do the music, dude, and like the warm seat.
I have. Which one do you have? The Toto?
I don't know. It's something that was recommended on Instagram. It's not a fancy one, though.
No, bro.
It
was, I got like the $400 one.
Hey, bro.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I fucking want that.
Warm water, fucking air dryer.
Yeah, dude. It's
heated seat.
It's life changing.
I did not have to buy toilet paper during this.
Oh, hell yeah. Me either.
Yeah.
That's why I bought it. I'm like, this is the fucking smartest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Is it like a bidet?
It's a bidet. It's better than a bidet. Bidet but is like, French,
dude,
and French suck.
It's not like a bidet. The fancy ones, dude, they have seat warmers. They play music when you sit down. Like, It's
mine does everything except for the music.
It's inspiring.
Dude, it's
life-changing.
Life-changing.
I love Miyazaki. I love Studio Ghibli.
I went to their museum.
Rhett, it was amazing. Let me just put it to you this way. Next time you come work out at my place, after the workout, sit on the toilet, spray your butthole with the water, see how fresh you feel.
I will. We can listen to Boris, which is a Japanese cultured noise rock band.
Yeah. I like Boris.
Boris too. Is sick. Boris is
fucking badass. Duran Gray. There you go.
You like that?
Yeah. I love Duran Gray.
You like that?
I've seen them every time they come
to America. I saw them on tour with Deftones. Like,
oh, you went to that fucking
forever.
Like,
all right, well, that's Ichi the Killer for the Who Goes There podcast.
Yeah, two of us like it. Two of us are wrong. You decide which or which.
Yeah,
we're
gonna get.
Oh, you don't get this it, bro. Like, you don't.
This is like the Fulci thing. No, but I don't dislike this fucking.
Yeah, I don't either.
We're glossing over the ending, which is like the most the biggest
substantial
fucking
part.
Not substantial, but it's just like that's the part that mind fucked me when I first watched it. Was that, I mean, did all this happen in his head? In as far as fucking Harajuku or whatever.
Kagehara. again, I'm the one.
I just don't know names.
You don't speak Japanese. Yeah. Is the issue? That's all. Yeah.
So
he's like, you know, when he ran into Top Ramen into Kikkoman.
No, but that kid goes up and kills him. And who's that? Is the person at the end?
No,
the guy's hanging. Is
that kid got killed?
No, the kid didn't get killed.
Didn't Itchy kill
that was
kid.
In the whole dream
no
sequence.
No one knows
who
got killed. Why?
That was in the dream sequence. Because, I think at the end, I think that's the kid.
The one guy hanging in the
no, yeah. That's Gigi. Hell. The one that's
because you can't tell their face.
Got him.
It's poor storytelling.
I think that is the kid after he grows up.
Yeah, it's not. It's not my face blindness.
Yes,
but
poor storytelling.
No, none of the kids notice him. Teacher doesn't notice him. But I think that's the kid.
Even they can't
up.
Tell their faces apart. They're like, oh, it's just the.
I mean, when they're all wearing the same thing.
I know.
Can you really?
Yeah, that's true. They're all wearing the same thing. That's why.
Yeah. I feel like we didn't delve into the SM shit as much as we should have, but.
Well, Matt thought we were going to talk about rape.
No, it's because Rhett's like a sexual square, so I don't want to like make him feel uncomfortable.
Oh, he's a vanilla.
Yeah, he's
that's
vanilla.
Not true. And you. He's
vanilla face.
He's more vanilla than I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. You just Daffy Ducked yourself.
Yes, I am. This motherfucker. We were lifting weights, and he said, "You're more vanilla than I am." Yes, you are.
I said what?
Nothing. You don't remember because you're hot. You smoke a lot of weed, so you don't remember.
You know what I said? There was somebody. There was some band that was on, and it was like clearly somebody he was into, and I was like.
What the fuck?
I was like, oh, what is this? Kill Switch Engage, dude, or something like that. And no, he's laughing while
Matt's,
he's listening.
Matt was just mad about that fucking live, laugh, love thing.
Yeah, I was.
Why?
Cause.
All right, that's Who Goes Our Podcast for Ichi the Killer. What's up with next week? We don't know.
Yeah. Wait. We were thinking about doing the Impedigore,
and also maybe
and host.
But you did not like Host. We know that, right? Or did you watch?
I have not seen Host.
Oh, you have. I thought no. That's what you were talking about when you were like, I hated that movie. I fucking tell you.
So
right.
I figured it's been
no.
It's
that
been
was
a good,
Z.
Oh,
Z. It's been a good minute since we did anything new.
All right, let's do Impedigore and host. We're in.
Yeah, done. One will be good, the other might be garbage, but it's in the conversation.
All right, idiots, that's the Who Goes Our Podcast for 271. We'll see you next week, or 2 weeks from now, I don't know, in case somebody else's grandfather dies, I don't know.
I don't have any more grandfathers, so it won't be me.
I have one more grandfather, and that's it.
Let's see.
Oh, shit, I don't have any more
grandfathers. I'm on watch for my grandmother now, so. Like,
oh, yeah, I got two, I don't want to.
Both grandmas gone, one grandpa gone, I got one grandpa. Grandmas. Yeah, you got both grandmas?
Both grandmas, no grandpas.
What you got, Matt?
I got two grandmas.
Fuck.
You can take my dad, though.
I got two grandmas right now, yeah.
As usual, I'm closest to being utterly fucked.
You're more extreme, bro.
He's closer to that generational wealth.
I don't know.
His eyes just lit up. He's like, oh.
It may seem that way because I'm so cultured, but no.
So all right, cultured. Idiots. We hope our fucking stupidity hasn't...
deterred you from listening again.
Your brain dead yet, but that's it. We're done. Bye.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll be ever get out of this world alive.